Here's some promising research about space. It concerns the asteroid belt, that ring of rubble that circles the sun. Astronomers used to believe it was a trash pit of sorts filled with rocks from the making of the solar system. Now, a study published in the journal Nature shows that the asteroid belt is more than that. The belt holds clues to a time when our solar system was young and reckless. Here's NPR's Jeff Brumfiel.
The asteroid belt lies between Mars and Jupiter. For a long time, astronomers thought it was left over from the primordial cloud of dust and rock that went into making our planets.
So I think originally we thought of the asteroid belt as something that was there and formed in place, that the asteroids formed where we see them today.
Francesca DeMeo is at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics. That simple view of the belt was based on observations of just a few asteroids in the 1980s. Astronomers have seen a lot more asteroids since.
There's been some really large surveys over the past decade or so that have, you know, expanded our data from understanding a couple thousand asteroids to hundreds of thousands of asteroids.
And when DeMeo and her co-author, Benoit Carey, looked at all these new asteroids, they found something surprising. Many of the rocks looked like they'd come from somewhere outside the asteroid belt.
What we see today in the asteroid belt is sort of this melting pot of asteroids that formed in all different locations throughout the solar system and are now sitting in the asteroid belt today, sort of leaving us with the clues of what happened since that time.
This is a new view of the asteroid belt that changes what we thought for about the last 30 to 40 years.
Richard Binzel is an astronomer at MIT. This new view raises a big new question. If the asteroid belt wasn't there from the beginning, what made it come together? The answer, it turns out, might be planets. New theories suggest that early on, our planets weren't in pretty orbits. They were flying through a cloud of asteroids. And as they move, they shook up these rocks, like flakes in a snow globe.
They're scattering the asteroids. They're flinging them off, left, right, up, down, sideways. Some leave the solar system, some go crashing into the sun.
And some ended up making the asteroid belt we see today. Astronomers think there were some pretty big planetary swerves. Mars might have veered very near Earth, and the solar system's largest planet, Jupiter, may have swooped to near where Mars is today.
Jupiter sort of ruled the roost, or was the big bully of the neighborhood, and as Jupiter migrated, it would push and pull and tug everything else along with it.
In fact, Jupiter may have had a big impact literally here on Earth. Jupiter's swing into the inner solar system flung a lot of asteroids towards us. Our planet got battered. Francesca DeMeo says the effect of this bombardment could have been profound.
It could have actually caused some of the asteroids to hit Earth but deliver water at the same time. So that could be the reason we have our oceans on Earth and that the Earth can support life. But it also can cause destruction, where if you have too many asteroids raining when life is already formed, then it's a destructive force.
Questions like whether asteroids brought life to Earth or extinguished it can't yet be answered. But this new asteroid survey seems to confirm that giving birth to a solar system is more chaotic and dangerous than anyone thought. Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News.